Today, I'm going to be reading from an article that I found on entrepreneur.com. Pretty interesting, and I really wanted to share this because our environment, who we spend time with, is so important. And from my time of being around people with money and who had a little bit of affluence, I learned so much. I learned about the book Think and Grow Rich. I learned that wealth and money had a different energy to it. It had a different scent to it. It had a different vibe to it. Now, most people don't believe this or aren't even aware of this, but try being around affluence and then go be around poverty, and you will quickly be able to distinguish the difference in environment, in self-worth, in the way people think, and the way people move. So let me get to the article. The article I'll be reading from is 8 Things I Discovered While Working with Affluent Clients in New York City by Marilisa Barbieri. So in this article, Barbieri says that after a decade of working with the 1%, she learned that they have many common traits. She also goes in to get very specific that a high net worth individual is someone with around $1 million in liquid financial assets. But I can tell you this from personal experience. You do not have to be a millionaire. You do not have to make $1 million. You can make 6 figures and still have a completely different mindset in the way you live and the people that you surround yourself with. Because 6 figures is still a lot. Even low 6 figures, even on the cusp of 6 figures, is a whole different mentality than someone who is making $35,000 a year, $60,000 a year, $70,000 a year. So this isn't just specific to someone who is $1 million in liquid cash or who is a multimillionaire. This is her experience. I'm just giving you a little bit of mine. Trait number 1 that Barbieri discovered in affluent people is that they spend time with impressive people. She goes on to say, I noticed all my clients surround themselves with people who energize and support them. They have a powerful network lifting them higher. They make it a priority to spend more time with people who are driven and like-minded. It's rightly said, your future depends on whom you spend the most time with. If you spend the most time with people that have no ambitions, you will also never achieve your goals. If you spend most of your time with those who are goal-oriented and work hard to achieve their goals, you'll be captivated by their energy and be positively influenced. Remind yourself to spend time with the right people. Number 2 is affluent clients detach emotion from business. Barbieri goes on to say that during business negotiations, clients intentionally are objective. They are very aware of their emotions and how displayed emotions might be perceived. If they're not comfortable 100% in the negotiation, they take their time or ask a third party to negotiate for them. Emotions cannot be eliminated from negotiations. However, they can be acknowledged both in ourselves and in others. One of the best ways to train your mind to detach your emotional self from business is to do it deliberately. Once you've decided that this is the path you want to take, try to be as objective as possible. Number 3, time is the ultimate luxury, and a high net worth individual is very selective when it comes to deciding where and with whom to spend their time. Number 4 in the list of traits that affluent people possess is part of their self-confidence comes from seeing fear as an opportunity for personal growth. They're either winning or they're learning. Opportunities are everywhere, but you need to grab them without fear. Most people don't take action because they have fear of losing. Even if you fail, you learn something in the end. Every opportunity comes with an upside and very few downsides. Number 5, the affluent know how to commit. They understand the value in making their reputation a priority. They do what they say. They are consistent. They act with integrity. And they help others achieve their goals and go a step beyond what is expected. Remember that committing is easy, but fulfilling the commitment is not everybody's cup of tea. Build trust and preserve your reputation by under-promising and over-delivering. Number 5, the affluent know how to commit. They understand the value in making their reputation a priority. They do what they say. They are consistent. They act with integrity. And they help others achieve their goals and go a step beyond what is expected. Remember that committing is easy, but fulfilling the commitment is not everybody's cup of tea. Build trust and preserve your reputation by under-promising and over-delivering. Number 6, the affluent worry about themselves. They understand that yes, while you might worry about someone else, no one will take care of you like you will take care of you. They understand that it's up to them to take responsibility for themselves and work to solve their problems. Growing yourself cultivates strength and resilience and inspires others to do the same. Number 7, failure. Embrace failure. The wealthy know that in order to have success, you must embrace failure. It's not a measure of the future or self-worth. It's an opportunity for growth. If you want to improve your business, having failure is the goal, even if it slows down the process. Failure stirs your creativity, your resilience, and your motivation. The more you understand how to navigate failure successfully, the stronger and more resilient you will become. Don't shun failure. Embrace failure. Think of it as that tough love you didn't know you needed, but you're sure glad you experienced it. And Number 8, the affluent value education. They see it as a voluntary choice, not a chore. It's deliberate, being a lifelong learner. It helps them to understand the world they live in and provides them with more and better opportunities to improve the quality of their life. Going to school and getting a degree will never be enough. The power of self-education is about personal development, building self-confidence, renewing self-motivation, and building new skills. My thanks to Ms. Barbieri for writing this article and listing these traits. I hope you enjoyed this, and until next time, see you!